Welcome to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. Here you can find sermons from our Sunday and Wednesday night services. You can find more information about the ministry of Addison FWB Church on our website, addisonfwbchurch.org.
Let's turn to John. Chapter 20. Verse 24. This is the disciple which testifieth of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are many other things which Jesus did, of which, if it should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Father, we love you, we praise you, we exalt you. We realize today, God, it's in you that we live, we move, we have our being. And I pray for a little while tonight, God, enlighten our hearts and our minds from your word today, God. Feed us today, Lord, as we hunger to know more about you. In Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated tonight. I told somebody, maybe it was Matt earlier, I don't remember who it was, but I reconnected with a boy that I went to school with. We were in the first grade all the way through school. We were in every class. We rode the bus together. We went to vocational school together. Matter of fact, we lived side by side. His name is James. My name is actually James. Can't have two Jameses. That's confusing, right? So that's how I got the name Jamie, by the way, because of that. But I was talking with him today, and we were talking. I asked him, had you been going to church? And said, no. And he said, I guess you're still going at it hard. Matt, when I read the testimony, you say, and that's what this verse 24 said, and this is the disciple which testifies these things and wrote these things, and know that his testimony is true. John's now, I know John's could be speaking there of the witness that he has just bore for Jesus in these last, 21 verses, 21 chapters of this book. But I really think the testimony that he's speaking of is a testimony of Christ. Because John doesn't have a testimony without Jesus. If we go back and we, in the first gospel or the first part of John, begin to find out where really John came from, John was a disciple of John the Baptist. Him and Andrew both followed John the Baptist, and when Jesus came to John and was baptized in the Jordan, the Bible said the next day John saw Jesus walking by the riverside, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And the Bible said that they immediately left John and began to follow Jesus. Now, John is the only one that records that. Why is that? Because the rest of them wasn't there. But John knew where he came from. Amen. Listen, and because of the life that Jesus lived, the things that Jesus done in that 3.5 year period, I want you to think about that phrase in that last verse there, that if all the things that he'd done should be written down, that the world itself cannot contain the books. And I began to think about my testimony. Is my testimony true? Now, here's what I know. Your true testimony is true, but your words may not line up. Because our testimony today is not the words that we speak from these lips. It's the life that we live for Christ. It's whether or not that we're dedicated to the study of the Word of God. It's whether or not we're dedicated to the house of God. It's whether or not we're dedicated in seeing others come to Christ. What amazes me in the church age that we live in is how so many people are content with just coming to church and not worried about their neighbor, not worried about their coworker, not worried about the person that's driving up and down the road that has no idea, amen, what church is about. When I was a boy growing up, everybody went to church. Everybody that was anybody pretty much went to church. And if you didn't, you didn't have a very good reputation in the community if you didn't serve God. But what I do know is today, we live in an unchurched society. Amen. They've heard the name of Jesus. They know there's a church house sitting here at this property, at this address, but they've never darkened the door. They've never heard the Word of God preached and the power of the Holy Spirit. They've never heard the songs of Zion sung under the anointing of God. They have no clue what we know. What was Jesus' testimony? I did not come to do my will, but the will of Him that sent me. That should be the first thing in my life and in your life today. Should be the first thing we pray. When we open our eyes and we thank God for another day of life, we are to say, Lord, guide. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God, guide my steps. God, guide my words. God, guide my thoughts down through this day. Let my life be for You. That's a submitted life. That should be the first part of our testimony. Listen, it doesn't do no good for me to come in here, amen, listen, and tell you how good God is and go home and be hateful to my wife every day. Right? Amen. Act like the old dog, bark, 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 bark. Amen. We are to love. The Bible actually commands, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ give Himself for her, for His bride. Give Himself for us, actually is what it words. Our testimony, is it true? The second part of Jesus Christ's testimony was not that He come to save His life, but to lay His life down that others might be saved. I get so sick of people saying, well, you know, it's time I take care of old number one. I've done for everybody else all my life. No, you haven't. You've been selfish in everything you've done. You're selfish in what you're thinking now. It's time that we get self out of the way. Amen. Make Jesus the priority of our life. And that lost and dying world that's on the outside of the church, they need to become a priority. Amen. Because we're becoming the minority. In case you haven't noticed, everything out there has a big gathering. Drive by the ball fields, and you know, we're coming up on spring. You drive by the ball. I like to play ball. I'm not against playing ball. But when ball is more important than the house of God, there's something wrong. Oh, by the way, when hunting's more, you folks know I like to hunt. When hunting's more important than the house of God, there's something wrong. If it's fishing, if it's going to mall, if washing your house or washing your car or catching up on whatever it is you've got to catch up is more important than the house of God, there's something wrong and your testimony stinks. Amen. Why? First commandment. The greatest commandment, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might, with all thy strength. Second commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself, right? If I love God with all of my heart, how can I neglect the things of God? Amen. Listen, you can stand up and say you love God, but again, your actions are going to speak. Amen. Jesus said, you folks think, they thought that He had come to bring peace. He said, I didn't come to bring peace, I come to bring division. Now listen, that doesn't, oh my gosh, some people take that literally and think they've got a license to fight right in the middle of the church and all they want to do is argue and fuss. No, brother, what that means, he come to separate us from the rest of the world, the idolatry that's going on, the idol worship, the pagans out there that say that there is no God. I want the world to know there is a God. Amen. I'm his and he's mine. This is a conversation me and Matt had earlier. It's already settled. It's not a matter of if. Amen. It's a matter of when.
Amen.
You see, because I know, old George Johnson made this statement, and I can say it tonight. I know I've got more days behind me than I have ahead of me.
Amen.
What does that mean? There's an old song says, life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go. Go where? To meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. You know, if I put drywall mud up on the wall and it doesn't come out very good, I can sand it off and I got a chance to redo it. Right? If I paint that wall and I miss a spot, I've got a chance to redo it. If I put your roof on and it goes to leaking, I've got a chance to fix it and make it right. Do you know I've only got one shot at this? Amen. I've only got one shot at being faithful to my ministry. I've only got one shot at being faithful to my wife. Amen. To being faithful to the church of the living God. Amen. To be a witness. Amen. And as last week, to be salt and light in this world.
Amen.
I've only got one chance. That's our testimony. Saddest thing you'll ever hear in Mesa's on this side of eternity is people walking up and looking down and say, I wonder if he made it. But I don't want that to happen with me. Amen. I want them to know that, amen, to be absent from that body is going to be present with him.
Amen.
Which is far better. And I'll be honest with you, the older I get, the better that sounds and the better that looks. Amen, especially on these rainy days when your bones begin to ache, right? Hey, listen today, folks. What is your testimony? Is it true? Is it sure?
Amen.
There was a saying went around several years ago, said if you were put on trial for being a Christian, is there enough evidence in your life to convict you? Is there? When you're out in the community away from nobody, maybe you've gone to Tennessee or maybe you've gone to the beach or wherever it is you go on vacation. You know Jesus is watching there too.
Amen.
When you're sitting at the restaurant and your order's wrong, what about your testimony then?
Amen. That's right?
Right?
Yeah.
And the service is bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's real easy. The old flesh says, well, I just wouldn't leave it. I just ain't going to leave it to you. Right? You know what? This little boy don't work that way. Amen? People have bad days, don't they? Now, I'm not saying I might not mark that place and go back for a while. Right? But I'm not going to show my ignorance or show the ignorance that I could be. Amen? Listen, by not showing the light of Christ. Rhonda, we're at a place not long ago, and it seemed like everything that could have went wrong was in that restaurant was wrong. When I left a 25% tip, and Rhonda said, why? She's having a bad day, and I wanted to make up for it. I wanted to make up for it. Why? It's my duty, amen, to let the light of Christ, the love of Christ, Brother Richie Neal, to shine and to show out and say, hey, life is better than that. There's too many people out there kicking people, as Rick Barkus would say, when they're down. That's not our job. Our job is to edify. Amen? edify not just our brothers and sisters, amen, but do you realize there's nobody lower out there today, amen, than someone that doesn't know Christ, someone that's empty on the inside, someone that's not being loved with a godly love. Nobody lower than that, Matt. So we're to love them. We're to pick them up. Amen. Set them on the way.
Amen.
We're not to be like the road going down, like the guys that went down to Jericho. Pass by on the other side and turn her head away. And here come Brother Junior back there talking about the Samaritan. And he took time. Did it cost him something? Number one, it cost him his time.
Yeah.
Number two, he put that man on his beast. Do you know what that means? He had to walk. Why? I wouldn't do that. Them other three guys didn't do it either. And they were from the temple. They were the men of God. They were supposed to be the example for everybody to follow. But yet they turned their head and looked the other way. I realize there's a lot of people in this world don't want to hear what you and I got to say because of the lifestyles that they're living. They don't want to even talk to us. I understand that. I've been around them. You know what? They're the most arrogant people in this world today. Here's what the problem is. They've been turned, this is my opinion, you can write your own. They've been turned over to the hardness of a heart that have reprobate mind. They believe a lie. They believe they're okay.
Amen.
And yet they're damned.
You
know what? I have let people like that get me and get me aggravated and get me down. You know what I do anymore? Oh God, send dreams and visions on her bed at night. You guys remember them days when people would say, man, I had a dream. Other night I died and went to hell. Listen, Jesus is coming. Amen. And you and I got to give an account.
Amen.
For our testimony.
Yes, we do.
There's a song that says, there is a record book. My name is written there. Not only is my name written there, there's another book too called the Book of Remembrance. Right? My name is in the Book of Life. I believe that with everything in me, Brother Matt.
Amen.
I don't think anything can take it out of there. You can call that eternal security if you want to. Amen. I'm not halfway saved.
That's right.
Amen. I don't believe in this pre-election stuff that them folks want to believe in today. Amen. I believe if you aren't saved, you want to live right. Amen. But I don't believe that salvation hangs by a thread. I believe it hung by the cross.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, it's finished. What's finished? The plan of salvation.
Amen.
He arose we might be justified. He ascended that we might be filled with the Holy Spirit of promise until the day of redemption. Had Jesus stayed here with them disciples and not ascended back, amen, they probably would have never been a church.
Amen.
You know why? Because a church came through the foolishness of preaching.
Amen.
Oh, well, where did that?
Yeah.
Acts chapter 2. When they were in the upper room, amen, the Spirit of God shook that building. Amen, Peter got up and they said, but these are drunk. He said, these men are not drunk, but this is that which was spoken by their prophet Joel. I'm telling you, brother, we need to get back. Amen, listen to where the building starts to shake and tremble with the power of God anymore. Do you realize that when God would come down on that tabernacle in the wilderness, amen, when Solomon set up the temple, amen, all those different times when it was set up and got right, the glory of God come down so strong, they had to stand still. They couldn't move. Matter of fact, when God was on the mountain shook at the presence of God. And then, you know, the law was nothing better to touch that mountain. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think anything wanted to go on that mountain. It was moving under their feet if it did. I don't know if you folks have ever been out on the boat long enough on a lake or on a river. When you came back in, you still feel like your waves.
Yeah.
You ever try fishing all night to about sun as the sun's coming up and go into bed and try to lay down and get some sleep? You got to wait for that bed to come in to dock. Quit moving.
Amen.
I still believe in the old-time way.
Amen.
I still believe in the old-time preaching.
Yeah.
Amen. I still believe in singing for the glory of God.
Amen.
I still believe giving in a testimony, amen, that lights up the church. Listen, I've heard some people say that that woman was preaching. No, she was giving a good fiery testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I've seen people gathered across the altar and the power of God fall. Amen. People begin to run and people begin to fall out in the spirit. You know what, Matt? We didn't have blankets running around it. Amen. To cover them up.
Amen.
God didn't work that way in our church.
Amen.
Amen. We didn't have to run around and try to catch them. Amen. God didn't work that way in our church. If God laid them out, brother, He took care of them. If God laid them out, He covered them. If God put them to the wall, they didn't get hurt. They might have been a hole in the wall, but amen, they wasn't hurt. Problem is, we're too dignified today to allow the power of God to take over the house of God. I'm going to say something. Don't get mad at me. God doesn't dwell in these walls, brother. He dwells in this. This is a church. This is a dwelling place. You know, you're not your body, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost God. It's not just the power of God. It's God. So when Peter said, stir up the gift that was within you, I was reading one day last week, I'm pretty sure it was last week. Elijah said, you know, there's 450 of you fellas. They ain't but one of me. He said, y'all start praying. The leaders sacrifice. This is how religious they were. They cut themselves so much that their blood gushed out upon that sacrifice. Some of them could have died. I know the Bible said that all of them died that day. I don't know, maybe some of them died there. But what I do know is when Elijah set things in order and looked up to heaven, and listen, he didn't scream it. Preacher, are you screaming? I can't help it. The power of God comes, you can't help it, can you, man? Looked up into heaven and prayed 38 words. I counted it. 38 words. He said, let these people know that you, it's not me, it's not Matt, it's not Corey, it's not Wayne, it's not any other preacher that preaches from this pulpit. Brother, it's the power of God. You see, when he prayed, right, amen, listen, God came down from heaven, amen, took the sacrifice, took the wood, took the altar, took the water that was there, took it all.
Amen.
The God that answers by fire. You haven't felt the power of God in your life for a while. And don't get me wrong, I understand we do walk by faith and not by sight. I understand that. But thank God I can feel, man.
Amen.
What's on the inside.
Amen.
Amen. And I don't have to be in here to feel it either.
Amen.
I can feel it at the house. I can feel it in my automobile. I can feel it in the mountains. I can feel it down on the job. Wherever I'm at, God's there.
Amen.
When I stir him up. Sometimes I get to listening to like Adrian Rogers on there, Oliver B. Green, and J. Vernon McGee had wisdom way beyond me. I get to listen to them old preachers preach under the power of God, and I'm like, wow. And then you got some of them others that get on there that try to tickle your ears, and I'm like, wow, there's a difference in that, wow. How do you know God's in it? If God's in it, you'll feel it. If God ain't, listen, I don't care how loud I get, if you can't feel what I feel as I'm preaching, it ain't no good, man.
Amen.
That's what lets us know that it's God.
Amen.
How's your testimony today? Is your testimony, you know, that word sure Amen means settled, unchangeable. Is your testimony sure? It ain't no matter whether or not I'm going to be saved next week. If I live 10 more years, it ain't no matter whether or not I'm going to be saved.
Amen.
So some disease may strike me that I might not be able to preach. But Brother Matt, you can guarantee this. 10 years from now, if we're at the church is still here, and God opens the door and I get the call to preach somewhere, whether it be here or somewhere else, I will stand and proclaim the word of the Lord. Why? Because that's my testimony of who I am.
Amen.
And I don't compromise that. We can't compromise who we are. Too many people have. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shine. And there's a lost world out there. Who have you witnessed to lately? Seemed like I preached on it not long ago. Who have you witnessed to lately to bring to Christ? I know that the person on the other side of the room at the other desk, I know they're watching my life, they're watching your life. The fellow behind us at the grocery store, they're watching our life.
You've been listening to the Addison Free Will Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. You can find more information and explore our outreach ministries on our website at addisonfwbchurch.org. Thank you for listening.